The companion poems L'Allegro and Il Penseroso date from Milton's last year at Cambridge. Because of his studious nature, it is usually assumed that of the two ways of life contrasted in them, happy and pensive, he preferred the life of Penseroso, the pensive one. However, as I have suggested in the program notes, the fleshly preoccupations of a young man of 23 are writ large in both poems and cannot be ignored. With the exception of their brief introductions, Milton wrote L'Allegro and Il Penseroso in octosyllabic couplets, that is, in pairs of lines consisting of 8 syllables each with rhymes at the ends. As many of us know, the octosyllabic couplet enjoyed a long tradition that went back to Chaucer and before. Certainly, there's a dim echo in it of the older Anglo-Saxon verse form, that of Beowulf, with its bass line of 4 strong stresses and alliteration. In L'Allegro and Il Penseroso, Milton made considerable use of alliteration, as well as end rhyme. In addition, he abided by the traditionally undefined rhythm of the octosyllabic couplet. That is, both poems are neither exclusively in a rising or iambic rhythm, such as "Come live with me and be my love, and we shall all the pleasures prove," nor exclusively in a falling or trochaic rhythm, "Double, double, toil and trouble, fire burn and cauldron bubble." Rather, the rhythm of both poems veers now in one direction, now in the other, like a roller coaster snaking up and around and rocking from side to side. When Richard Edelman and I began rehearsing L'Allegro and Il Penseroso together, he insisted, in accordance with good theatrical practice, that we establish just what was going on in them. In so doing, we discovered, and I hear somebody laughing at that, indeed, what is going on in them, we discovered to our delight, and I hope to yours as well, if you were unaware of it, that sometimes Milton completely lost sight of the syntax. It literally blows away.